My name is Roman Shaposhnik, and I've been a pretty avid open source contributor since roughly 1991. It's relatively recently that I've become part of the ASF, Apache Software Foundation. My project at ASF began with my involvement in Hadoop, and it stayed in the area of big data and Hadoop-related projects ever since. Since then, I was pretty lucky and, I guess, successful with putting one project of sort of my own and a couple of my friends through the Apache incubator.
Yep.
So it went from being just an incubating project to being the top-level Apache project. The project name is Apache Big Top. And it is a pretty unique project in a sense that it is a meta project. You could look at it as a meta project.
Okay.
So the elevator pitch is that we are to Hadoop what Debian is to Linux. So we are essentially aiming at building a 100% open, community-driven distribution of big data management software based on Apache Hadoop.
Okay, so basically you're a packaged Hadoop, if you like, with particular configuration options chosen and certain features available and so on and so forth?
Exactly. But more than that, it's also not just packaging, but integration and testing. Because the thing is that Apache projects are reasonably good at software hygiene, where they have lots of, you know, unit tests and so forth. But there is not a single place that would concern itself with integration testing, essentially making sure that all of the components, and we have about a dozen components managed by Big Top right now, all of these components work nicely with each other. So there is not a single project that concerns itself with that aspect.
Okay, so that makes you unique, you think?
Exactly, yes. And it's much more, so Big Top is actually, it's a, you know, honest software project, but it also has this unique side to it, which is almost like community management. Because what we have to do, we have to essentially make sure that all of these Apache software projects, which are completely independent from each other, mm-hmm. play nicely, right? So we have to establish, you know, some common ground. We have to sell the idea of, you know, establishing that common ground to the upstream communities.
Yep.
Sometimes we have to, you know, coerce them a little bit into sort of making what we consider to be the right thing. But it's a very exciting project because it also has this, you know, sort of community interaction at the very center of it.
Excellent. So really then what you're doing is you're building a common infrastructure for the, a common framework to build the software infrastructure on.
Exactly, yes.
Excellent.
That is absolutely right.
Excellent. Well, wonderful. So the title of your talk is?
So my talk will be on Big Top, and the aim for the talk is actually to highlight that sort of aspect that not a lot of people can see from the beginning, which is, again, community management. So the title of the talk is Lessons Learned in Building Big Top, or, you know, Managing Apache Software. And I would like to just share all of the lessons, pitfalls, you know, anecdotes that we've come to experience throughout this project. Again, it's a pretty interesting collection of things that will help us to help upstream communities, you know, make it into a software distribution rather than just a collection of individual independent projects.
Well, right. And I think it's important as well that people share their experiences to help other people go along the same road without perhaps the difficulties that you've had.
Exactly. And again, the title of the talk is Lessons Learned in Apache Software Integration, right? And integration is the key word here because typically ASF has completely sort of, just didn't pay much attention to the integration aspects because somebody else was providing all of that, right? You know, typically the way you would experience, as a user, of course, you would experience ASF software is through your favorite Linux distribution, right?
Oh, sure, yeah, you get stuff ready installed. But the thing is, of course, when you're trying to integrate 150 projects, it's not a job that comes easily anyway because the Apache Software Foundation's range is absolutely huge, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. And that's why BigTop is, you know, limited in scope to just big data management software. But even that is a pretty big collection of projects. So again, like I said, we have about a dozen right now.
Well, absolutely right. I know, because I've been helping to prepare the schedule, that there's a very active big data track. I would imagine that the cloud people will be interested in what you're doing as well. And I know that a lot of the scientific papers, we've got 2 days of science track. And a lot of those,
exactly.
A lot of those science papers are talking about managing big data as well.
Exactly.
Well, that's
exactly.
Very interesting. I hope you get a good audience for your talk. How many ApacheCons?
So
how many ApacheCons have you attended, Roman?
Actually, this will be my second one. As I said, my involvement in ASF started at around, 2009. Yeah,
yep.
2009. And back then, I was just looking at the ASF, you know, not sort of contributing much, but it picked up greatly, especially since I joined Cloudera.
Yep.
So I work for Cloudera, and Cloudera is one of the prototypical sort of ASF business partners, right?
Excellent.
It's a company.
Yep.
It's a company that builds its product from the ASF software. And we are trying to operate as a, again, poster child open source company as much as we can. So me joining Cloudera actually helped me to ramp up, you know, really, really greatly in my involvement in ASF, because that's what we do as engineers here at Cloudera.
That's excellent. Well, I'm sure you'll be happy to hear that there's a big stress this year on community. I'm not sure we've, by the time this recording is broadcast, we will have announced the keynote, so I can tell you that all three keynotes have some aspects of community to them, and I think that's one of the most important things about the ASF. So how do you feel about speaking at conferences?
You know, I actually, I used to work at Sun Microsystems for quite a long period of time, and Sun was really great to me because it offered me tons of opportunities to basically try myself as just about anybody, right? You know, well, except maybe, you know, like executive VP or, you know, sales guy.
Sure.
But I spoke at a number of events that Sun organized. You know, we used to organize these things called Sun Tech Days, which were like miniature versions of Java 1.
Yep.
And that was essentially my training ground. So these days, it's, you know, I feel a little bit
comfortable, you know, comfortable on the platform.
Exactly, yes.
Excellent.
Yep.
I was myself a Sun Microsystems employee for 3 years, but that was a long time ago. My badge number was 1532 or something like that.
Wow, you beat me by quite a wide margin. Yes.
I would imagine it definitely wasn't this century. So, shall we close just with an answer to a question I'm going to be asking everyone I interview? Why is it? Why do you work in open source? What is it that drives you to work in open source rather than proprietary software?
These days, I actually have a pretty short answer, and it goes back to ASF motto, which is community over code. I've come to realize that that is the biggest personal sort of factor for me to be a very active open source developer. Because it's not really about software. It is, but it's way more about the community. Software is just a place where the community, or, you know, sort of this prototypical, you know, place, I guess, where communities congregate. But being part of a community is much more important to me than being sort of part of any particular software project. And with a good community, projects will come. But if you don't have a community, if all you have is just a bunch of source code, that will bit rot. That is my sort of fundamental belief these days. And I think if I were to look into all the potential ways of, you know, applying yourself to the open source, ASF is one of the best ones because it has that charter front and center as opposed to some of the other open source foundations.
Yeah,
and that's what makes me a really happy camper as far as ASF is concerned.
Well, you certainly sound happy with them. Yeah, I know that the Python Software Foundation has emphasized community a lot in its conferences, and when I go to PyCon, I have an experience which a number of other people have explained the same thing without any prompting from me, which is to say that it's almost like coming home. There are people that you constantly interact with throughout the year, but always remotely. And some of them you only get a chance to see once a year. So it's kind of like a homecoming as well, and you're with old friends, which is why In Pike on the Hallway track is always popular, because, you know, you're on your way to see a talk and you meet someone and you get talking, and it's like, oh dear, well, we've missed that talk now, haven't we?
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And as they used to say at Sun Microsystems, we all should not forget that the smartest people always are elsewhere. And if we can connect with the smartest people by the means of the community that we share, that's the ultimate goal. I mean, you really want to be part of the community where the smartest people are.
Well, let's hope that everybody else feels that way. Thank you very much indeed for your time, Roman. And
absolutely.
I hope that
my
we'll
pleasure.
Yeah, I do hope we'll get a chance to meet at ApacheCon.
Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to meeting with you face to face.